Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marinimi Marazi Shiyichu, Uli Nishmas, Maras Esther Bas Shmuel, Maras Chana Bas Sakyona, Maras Atachana Bas Meir Zev, and the schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Moshe Mordechai. And we're going to continue our series in the Sefer Kadosh Orei Naim Chayochev Yifeg Vasem Chavis Basim Orei Naim Soshach Leisrael on Parshas Miketz Vahim Miketz Nesayim Aminu Paruch Olem Benim Alei Or, and from the Or there were seven Paros Yafos Marbios Basar, and then there were seven other Paros that went up after them, skinny ones eat the fat ones. Paro wakes up, another dream, seven shibalim, stalks, big ones, seven, and afterwards seven skinny ones, and these skinny ones eat the big ones, and Paro wakes up. And when the skinny ones ate the fat ones, it didn't get any bigger. So, Rabbeinu, Halakha Mora Naim, says as follows: Hine atora shenitna lanu, hu ki adam hu chelek alayka mimal, al yedei amtzos hatorah yochol adam lekarbis atzmo el Hashem. The Torah that was given to us, man, is a part of God. And through the Torah, man can bring himself close to God. And therefore, Ksiv, says the Gabi Chorben Abai, Sama of Daretz, why was the land destroyed? Because they abandoned my Torah, Chazal say. Chachamim said it and didn't explain it. Chachamim said it and didn't explain it. Kadosh Baruch himself explained it. Al Azam is Torasi, because you abandoned my Torah. And even though it says in the Gemara that the Siva Sachorban was, they were but the Dinim and Eretz Yisrael, they were Ovid Avodah Zarah, Gittin Pechesim and Aleph. Until they were abandoned the Torah, Aydem or Sheva Yuchu Lachzer Lamuta V'Lanen Shuadayin, they weren't punished until they abandoned the Torah, because the light of the Torah could have brought them back. When they left the Torah, then they were punished for all these Averis. They didn't have anything to help them return to Hashem. It says that at all times your clothing should be white and you shouldn't lack oil on your head. The explanation is a mitzvah gives you a holy garment, and that's called a chalukah de rabbanim. A rabbinic garb, a rabbinic cloak. When avera chas v'shalom nasa begadim tzoi. From an avera are made filthy clothing. V'zamru chazal, and therefore chazal say, avera gareris avera. Ki akasu matmiya. Chazal say, one avera draws you to another avera. Because the pasuk wonders. It says, v'nefesh kitechta, ki meroy l'nefesh hakadosh l'shtak v'el avodas Hashem l'as avera chalila. It says, when a soul sins, what do you mean a soul sins? A soul should desire to serve God and not to do an Aveira. Person doesn't sin until a spirit of insanity takes him over. And when the person sins, this spirit is like a cloak for his soul. So from this Levush, that is the Begadim Tzoim, this filthy garment that was created by his Aveiro, because of this the Yetzirah grabs him with this Levush and brings him to do Nochan Aveiro. And that's what it means, Aveira, Koreret, Aveira. One Avera brings you to Nachan Avera. And therefore, Be'yosef B'tzadik, it says about this, B'seo B'begada, Ki hayim salsa b'sayro mach m'sharaz m'sharaz s'sora. Be'yosef B'tzadik, it says that she grabbed him by his garment, because since he was fixing his hair, because he saw that he became a king, like it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, he gave him all the maftechos. He entrusted him with everything. And Yosef saw this, so he started eating and drinking in Bisal Silvasairo. He became chashev. So this is a pagan. This is a blemish. And therefore he received a garment that's not hagun. He received an inappropriate garment. And that's why Ashes Potiphar came and attacked him. And she grabbed him with this lavush, of the pagam that was created, the blemish that was created when he was Misalso Basaira. And Yosef was thinking about this. How did it happen? She had Ashes Potiphar to be machshelim in his sin, until he understood Shemach Mazeh, because of the pagamity of Misalso Basaro, Hayibicholas Biyadu Latofsa. She had the capacity, she had the ability to grab him. And when he saw this, Vayazav Bagado Biyada Biyanas Vayetse Achutza, he left his clothing in her hand and he ran away. And he was Vidavik Atzmo Bashem Upasha Talavusha now. He cling to God and he divested himself of this garment. Ki, after a person's nichshel, and he has a levusha eino hagon, he has the koach to remove this garment and return to God. Like Chazal say, Talmud Chacham She'arav V'yom, Al Tahar Acharav. We have a different gear, so we have if he was over Belaila, Al Tahar Acharav V'yom. The point is, when a Talmud Chacham does an aveira, assume that he did tshuva. Don't assume he's going to do more averas because of this levush. Assume he did tshuva. There's no such thing as a person who never sins. So according to this, what's the difference between a tzaddik and someone who's not a tzaddik? Tzaddik also sins. So why shouldn't you be mahara after the tzaddik? Rak shehu, the tzaddik, is born to take up mischarit to push talvush. Tzaddik immediately has charote, and he removes the garment. In order that you shouldn't have to grab him by his garment and drag him to another Aver. And therefore, Al Tahar Acharav, She Yimashich Achar Aver Nosefes, he's Misboinen, he's Mischaret, he removes his bad garment in order that he shouldn't be grabbed by this garment to be drawn to another Aver. So assume that the Talmud Chacham did Tshuva. Kmo Kein works the other way as well. So I'll say, Ovis Mitzvah Goreis Mitzvah, he has a chaluk de rabbanon from the mitzvah, this rabbinic garment, this frak, this spiritual frak. That's brings him to another mitzvah. Achein, b'yiravam, Rosh Baruch Hu tafsa b'begadah, it says in the Gemara, and he says, do tshuva, and me and you, me and Ben Yishai, and you will be metayel in Gan Eden. And with this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu drew him to another mitzvah. Maybe this is referring to what the Gemara says, that the Yeravim was a big Talmud Chacham. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tofesing with that beged, with his Torah, to draw him to another mitzvah, to do tshuva, and then be metayel in Gan Eden with Hashem and David HaMelech. Zehu, and that's the beer in the pasuk, b'chalos yitubedek v'dach levanim, haynu ha-levushim shelcha, yir begadecha levanim, shtab shulushin lacha mitzvah shalom l'uchachim chalila, you should have clean garments, garments of mitzvahs, not dirty garments, God forbid. And then you'll be zerchet to the same divrei ha-pasuk, v'shem and al-roish chalo yechzer. And you won't lack oil on your hair. Shemen meint chochme. Because Shemen Zayis is machkim, as it says in Menachos. Hashem's eyes makes you wise. And you'll be zecha to be miskayif to Hashem through Torah. So that's key. That's Shem and Zayis. Since you have nice levushim, Hashem will give you Shem and give you chachma v'das. Hashem yitei chachma mipiv das usvuna. If you have clean clothing, it's going to bring you to more wisdom. I.e., if you have mitzvahs, a good levush. Let's say your deeds aren't good. Nevertheless, we find how are they malay Mrs. Karima? They're malay Mrs. Karima. How do you call them reikanim? So the reason is their mitzvahs are without das, they're without his kashrus to Hashem, without tevuna. Without his bonus b'maisiv shum tukanim, and therefore they can't be mamshich on a person chachman das. So we have the ability to remove the bad garment, and we also have the ability to put a good garment on ourselves, and that's going to bring us to wisdom. But a person who's a rasha, so even though he has a lot of mitzvahs, the mitzvahs are without das and without tevuna, and therefore he can't be mamshich chachma v'das. Lazeh, since their mitzvahs are people, but their mitzvahs are reikanim, and they don't have the Or Torah. Nasan lanu Hashem yisbarach mitzvahs halakas ner Chanukah. That's why God gave us the mitzvah of ner Chanukah. He called a mitzvah mitzvahin of voice v'zman shol kol mitzvah mitzvah nesara davashay v'es zman ha-mitzvah kumeres mekedem. That all the mitzvahs that we were commanded, the time the mitzvah comes, there's this iris of the thing that of the situation that was in effect when the mitzvah was originally commanded. Because on Pesach we left Egypt. And we were negal begashmis of ruchnias. Ruchnias that we were bemta shari tuma. Begam begashmis yotzim mitzrayim. Okay, it's bizman azeb. If it was now when Pesach comes, yotze kolad mi klipas shil. A person goes out of his klipas. L'chein mevarim chametz yusit ra'achor. And therefore we burn the chametz, which is our klipas, our dark side. V'shuvas hukabalas, so it's reawakened. Yotzim mitzrayim is reawakened. V'shuvas hukabalas ha-tar. Shuvas is the receiving of the Torah. Lechaz b'kol Hashem l'abed it's Hashem to go all the time in the Torah. And serve Hashem just like it was at that time during Makabal Torah Sukkos, Yisusaris Anani Akovit. Kifin I say b'chesed keil ki b'chesed yisovivenu. Surrounds man with the chesed of God because we're surrounded by chesed. V'nei b'purim v'mesorim ha'palas ha'aman. Purim is an arousal of the falling of Haman. Ha'palas ha'rishon shivim sa'olam. L'shin chulios k'ayam agalas ha'mar. Full of the Rishayim of the nations in order that we could exist in this bitter Galus of Chanukah. Whereas the Kabbalah Hashem is Baruch HaDei Torah. Chanukah is a time to bring a person close to Hashem through Torah. It'll be Zeicha to Shemen HaRosh Chal Yechzer. The Mo'or Sheva Torah will be shining. It's the time of Shemen. Shemen is Chachma. K'mom Yazim Yikedim Meim Atziyav Meni Yochel and Koin Gadol Shiyav Meni Timu Kol Shemanim Hem Kol HaChachma. It's the Ramatami all the Shemanim Yim Chachma Sa Torah. La Nishar Kim Pach Echad Shal Shemen. Yeh Torah. There's only one path of Shemen, which is Torah. V'lo nishar ki'im ma'at mizir. And all that remains is a little bit. Shalamdu Torah k'dabay. But only Matisyahu learned Torah k'dik moshe tzarech. Like it was required. And they weren't royal anes. But nasa anes. Nevertheless, a miracle occurred. Shalhaya ki'im ma'at aliyahim echad. Delku, nevertheless, this little bit that they had for one day lasted for 8 days. And the Or Torah shined among them, and they were able to serve Hashem. Ki olam hu nivna al yedei sheva yamim. This world was created in 7 days. And the Seder Abriya is, achar klois ha-sheva maschilin od zayin yom acherim zeh nekesh shivus yimei abinya. So the 8th day is lamala mi Seder Aragya. Matisyahu ben Yochanan hay obed et Hashem b'seichel gadol. He would serve Hashem with a big seichel above all the limitations. That's why he's called Kohen Gadol. He was begadlus above hagbalus. V'himshich above limitations. V'himshich b'avodas al harish mani yamim. Hainu, Me'olam habina l'harish manu neiris. So it shined from the eighth day, which is the Olam Habina, and that's the eight candles. Bira Dvara, what does this mean? What does this Kabbalah mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kovea Seder Olam, that the Olam will be under the Hagbalah's man of 7 days. So the number seven shows Hanagas Olam Kafi Seder HaSeder V'Ateva. Eight is above time, above limitations, because Ein ba'olam seder amisnaig b'fi machzor shel shmoni yam. In the world, there's no seder. That's a cycle of 8 days, only seven. And so too in the spheres. Seven are the zayin midas. That's the way the God conducts the world. Eight is olam habina. It's above the zayin midas. That's olam hatshuva. That's the world of repentance. Even someone who sinned, that l'fi seder olam, according to the seder of the world, there's no tshuva. You already did. The deed is done. You can't cry over spilled milk. Nevertheless, through tshuva, a person can come and be misratzit to Hashem. We see this in the Parshas Hazinu. Rabbeinu writes, "Kinei shlemala olam nikra sho for gadol. Amad echerus kishbal olam zenas echerus makol." There's a world called Olam Echerus, and that's where the shofar gadol. That's where the it's called shofar gadol. Kishofar yovel shibo yotzin avadim lecherus. That's like the shofar of yovel that the avadim go to the god of freedom. Is the 50 gates of understanding. So when you get to the Shara Nun, all the dinam are sweetened at the source. The only way to get there is Olam Atshuva. And this Olam is called Yotzei Bereishis, because the Bria 7 days starts with Chesed, Olam Chesed Yivana, Tshuva Kadma L'Olam, Mizen Avro Olamos. Therefore, when you come to this world of Tshuva, all the dinam are Mizbatel, because it's a new world on the earth of Yotzei Bereishis. Al Kopanim, for 7 days, you get back to the Olam Abina, Olam Atshuva, and everything is atoned for. It's above this world. That's what we see here, that since the Maisim of a person aren't Hagun, so he has a Levush Tamei. And therefore, after he learns Torah like he's supposed to, the Jewish people, since there wasn't Limud HaTorah like there was supposed to be, the Jewish people needed a neis l'malam mi'atev v'aseder to be mamshich, to draw down this new ha'ara from them beyond this world, from the world of 8 days. Derech tshuva tikkun mi'olam habina. That's what started after the 7 days. Olam habina, olam tshuva, and that's what fixed them. And the mele the ma'or sheba is going to be machzir them to mutav, to the good. That's the eight that's above this world. That's Olam Habina, Olam HaTshuva, and that's what brought the Jews back. And we stopped in the middle of the Maimer. It's Hashem, Bili Nader. We will continue weiter, and we'll see more in the philosophy of Teres Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.